Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting second. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting third. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Baksoski. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Fred Baksoski. And now, play ball. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sauer moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik fires to first and picks off Jackson. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-1 in the game. Talbot hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rush moves to second. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McCullough for a passed ball. Temple moves to second. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. George Zivarink now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sauer is called out on strikes. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baker moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker scores. It's 6-0, Cubs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rush for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Zivarink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zivarink strikes out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Semenik moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan bunts towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. Semenik moves to third. Adams moves to second. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Semenik scores. Adams moves to third. It's 6-1, Cubs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski takes first base on ball four. Bell moves to second. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 1 in the game. Greengrass strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Talbot hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post strikes out. Two outs. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Semenik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in back of third. McMillan settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. George Zwivorink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zwivorink is 0 for 1 in the game. Zwivorink hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zwivorink moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Zwivorink moves to third. Adams moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zwivorink scores. Adams scores. McMillan moves to second. It's 6-3, Cubs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Klusowski hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-2 in the game. Greengrass takes first base on ball 4. McMillan moves to third. Bell moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive towards short. Banks catches it and throws to second to double up Bell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Talbot hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rush moves to second. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-3 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greengrass throws the ball into Temple, who tags Fondi trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Rush scores. Talbot moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-3, Cubs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Talbot scores. It's 8-3, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Semenik takes first base on ball 4. Nino Escalera pinch hits for George Zivarink. Nino Escalera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Escalera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Escalera for the out. Semenik moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Herm Wehmeyer now pitching. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks bunts towards the mound. Wehmeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCullough hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rush, and towards Banks, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Talbot hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fondi hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Semenik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Talbot moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Talbot scores. Kiner moves to second. It's 9-3, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kiner scores. Sauer moves to second. It's 10-3, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Baker takes first base on ball four. Sauer moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCullough hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Greengrass hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 3 in the game. Post strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Savrinsky now pitching. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rush strikes out. 1 out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Talbot hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fondi hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Semenik fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Fondi moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Semenik takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bailey pinch hits for Mo Savrinsky. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adams strikes out. 2 outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson juggles the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Semenik moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.